It's Thursday, July 21st, and you're tuned in to the 10 of you podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show. We talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world. Anthony, it's the month of July. Do you know what that means?
That means it's hot.
Do you know what big sporting event happens in July?
No.
Really?
What happens in July?
Really?
What happens in July?
I'll give you a hint.
Tell me.
Yellow jersey.
Yellow jersey?
Oh, God, please get it. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
You're asking.
Oh, my God. The French.
Oh, the Tour de France.
There you go. Right. Oh, my God.
Got there.
Oh, my God. Anyways. I don't know. I know you obviously have not.
I'm a big sports fan. I obviously knew that. I do love the sports.
You've obviously not been paying attention. this year's Tour de France has been
on motorcycles.
Incredible.
Okay.
It has been so anime.
Is someone singing like Hime up a hill climb?
No, but like they do all the bullshit anime things. Like, so basically the past 2 years, there's been a prodigy.
Okay.
Like he's been called like the next greatest thing. He's won it. Like he crushed the opposition the past 2 years.
Is he from the Nihon?
No.
Oh, okay. It's not that anime.
None of these people are Japanese. Let's be real. No, he's from Slovenia, I think.
Okay.
Sure. Anyways, yeah, he's like 23. He's like the prodigy. People think he's going to win like actually going to win 7.
Okay.
Anyways, so they expected him to come into this year to be a monster, and he was.
Until.
But he's been challenged
by an unknown.
Basically.
Oh my God, okay.
Basically an unknown. Well, he's not that much of a known. He came second last year, but like before that, he was literally an unknown.
Dude, if you're not first, you're last, all right? Ricky Bobby?
He was like the challenger. Kid from a fishing market in Denmark.
That's so sick.
Does not come from money. When he started cycling, his mom was like, yeah, he was kind of slow. I don't think he has it in him.
And then they started putting fish on his bike so he could train harder.
Dude's amazing. Okay, so today, let's just say the guy who was in second place, like not the product, like, okay, he's currently leading.
Yep.
Okay. How about, you know what, I'm gonna rewind, backstory. Prodigy comes out swinging. First 10 stages, he gets yellow jersey, he's in the lead, and he's just like monstering the competition.
Yeah.
And then out of nowhere, this unknown kid is like, I'm just gonna attack you, up a hill. And
he's
he did
it, for it,
and he just went for it. And our Prodigy could not keep up.
That's crazy.
And he got dropped. And then for the next like week, we'll say like the master to start. He's like, whatever, I'm gonna start winning stages. He's like, and he did. He started winning more stages.
The vet? You mean the veteran?
Yeah. But the new unknown was like, okay, I'll let you win, but I'll just follow you to the finish. So like there was no time loss. But today, battle of all battles.
Oh no!
The man, the new kid.
Yeah.
They were like going. There's three major hill climbs today. Each one of them, they were battling. There at one point they were like 7 minutes behind the lead of the race. It was just them two behind.
Okay.
But they were battling so fast uphill, they got to the front.
Oh, wow.
And then the veteran fell.
Nice.
So the guy in second stopped pedaling. He got off his bike, waited for him to get back on, caught back up, and then they went for it again.
Dude, what? Dude, wait, who was the guy in second? The Denmark kid?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like he just stopped. He's like, nah.
I'm not going to win like this.
That's exactly what
he said. That's some pussy shit.
He's like, I'm not going to win like this. I'm not going to do that.
Damn.
And then they got to the final climb, and he's like, time to show you what it's all about. And he fucking bolted.
Blasted.
And he left.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude.
It's been so fascinating to watch. But like, what's more impressive is on his team, on the Denmark kids team, they have another guy, and he's their sprinter.
Okay.
He might be the greatest cyclist I've ever seen. So, like, he can't win on climbs.
Greater than the one ball wonder?
Kinda.
Damn.
Only because, like, he'll never win, like, the full race just because he's heavier and he's made to be fast. He's not going to climb. But he did a thing, like, they've been using him as bait, basically, for everyone else to attack.
Okay.
And wear out while their prodigy just saves energy and then collects whatever.
Yeah.
So, at the beginning of, like, all races, this kid, his name is Wout van Aert.
He just blasts
to the front.
Nice.
And people think that because he's going to the front, he's obviously going for the win. So they stay with him. But then they get tired, and halfway through the race, Wout just gives up. Like, he's just like, no, I'm coming back. He comes back so he can come to his leader, which is the Prodigy kid.
Yeah.
And then he just blocks the win for him.
Hell yeah.
At, to bring him all the way back to the front.
That's funny.
And he's just like, he's this absolute machine. It's it was fun to watch.
Can the Prodigy, is it, do you think the Prodigy could keep up with this kid if he sprinted full speed?
No, not at all. That's like, sick. Not at all.
That's so cool.
Not at all. But like, the thing is, like, the sprinter can't get the climb.
Right? Yeah.
So like, yeah. And you lose more time climbs. Anyways.
You're not allowed to like push your teammates along, right?
You like, can't. Like, if you're both on the bike?
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Oh, you can.
Like, you, cool. You're not supposed to, but I don't think, like, it's as effective as you think it is.
Okay, because I was going to say, what if that sprinter just started blasting and he just, like, put his elbow out and just, like, pushed him along?
No, he can't. He can't do that, no. But, yeah, no, the tour's been very exciting. I think it's, there's, like, three more stages left, but today was the last day of the mountains, so mm-hmm. There's no more big hill climb events, so it's pretty much done and dusted. Like, this kid's going to win, unless...
For some reason
he fails to
falls off a mountain.
Yeah, like he doesn't make it to Paris for some reason. Okay. Like right. He gets sick, he gets COVID. Like that's the other story. So like they're all teams of nine,
mm-hmm.
And like basically the way cycling works is if you watched Pedal, is like you have one leader and everyone works in service of the leader, but all the domestiques for both teams have all been just abandoning the race because of COVID.
What the?
Because they've been in accidents, like. It's just, it's been so anime. It's hilarious.
Huh.
Yeah.
I guess that new variant is pretty contagious, so.
Yeah, so it's a fun little watch. Tour de France has been exciting. I recommend checking out the highlights for some of these stages if you guys want to know more about it. But
Yomushi Pedal in real life.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. You know what else is in this month?
July. Hot. Sun, yeah. Again, summer.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. This is like volleyball?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't even know when that is, actually.
I didn't know that I was a league. I just pulled that answer out of my ass.
Anthony, it is your birthday. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Well, your birthday was yesterday.
Yep. But we record on a Thursday.
So happy belated. TJ and I have got you something a little special.
Oh, no. Ooh.
Very special.
So fancy.
Special indeed.
Oh, it's light.
Can you explain what this is?
So I have a box here that's very neatly wrapped, so I'm going to assume it was by neither of you.
Noel, so Christmas wrapping.
You definitely hired your sister, Vince, to do
no,
this.
No, I wrapped this.
You didn't wrap this.
I wrapped this. Okay. My sister should be neater.
Interesting.
I wonder what it could be.
I think I know what it is because you've been talking about it for a while. But it's too light.
Or do you?
It's too light for me to know what it is. So we'll see.
Do you?
Let's open up.
I think you should just... All right.
It was. Okay, it was. It got me electric toothbrush box. But what's in the box?
You have to open
the box. There's a box inside a box. Because this has been opened already. This is pre-taped. What's going on here?
That's how they come, man. They come pre-open for you.
They get pre-open and loose?
No, they test them at the factory. Come on. They make sure that they work.
All right. Well, I have an Oral-B Smart 5000 here.
Yes, you do.
I'm gonna open this box. And inside, Stranger of Paradise, Final Fantasy Origins. Thank you.
I don't think he noticed.
It's PS5.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to get one eventually. All right. I'll get one. Okay. You'll see.
Okay.
You'll see. All right. I don't own one right now. But when I do.
Oh, man. A new game you can't play.
I can still open it, though.
Sure. You can open it.
I can open it right now. You know what? This is now the second PS5 game I own.
Oh, what's the first one you got?
I got Ghostwire on sale.
Oh, on PS5?
Yeah.
Oh, you're disgusting.
Oh, yeah, baby. That new game. Smell. Love it. Well, this disc is cool. It's like all, it's all white.
Now being white is cool? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
Yeah. Jeez. Exactly, dude. Just be a lighter skin tone. It's really easy.
Oh, my God.
Put on some sunscreen. I don't have to tell you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you guys so much.
So, when we first talked, TJ did say we should get you a toothbrush.
An actual toothbrush?
Yeah.
That's what I was expecting, honestly. I was expecting an electric toothbrush. Here's your box back.
Yeah, but then we ended up with the game because, like, you like games. But then we couldn't make it too easy.
It's true.
We couldn't get you a game you could play.
Like, that'd be
too nice.
That'd be too nice, exactly. It's called delayed gratification. All right. Eventually, someday in the future, I will play this.
Yeah, we're just kind of hoping it forces you to get a PS5.
Well, it will. maybe after my phone, maybe before.
Oh, after your iPhone?
No, after my Samsung phone.
You went to the Samsung store.
I did.
And
they don't have trade-ins right now.
That sucks.
They only have trade-ins on like either phone launches or like big sales. So I'm hoping back to school has something
for the iPhone.
For the,
because you know Apple S22 does trade-ins Ultra all year round.
That's crazy! Wow. If only there were an Apple store near me.
There's lots.
No, there's not. They're just too far.
Just lots.
It's just, they're always so packed. You gotta wait so long. It's just, you know, it's a whole thing. It's a whole.
I think the Apple store is closer to you than the Samsung store.
Listen, all right. Shut up.
When I'm right, I'm awesome. Right.
Man, I really want to try this one. So, and I saw that DLC. That looks sick.
Yeah, I think that actually just came out like today.
Oh, the DLC.
Yeah.
Nice.
For when he has the full stuff on.
Dude, 1 to 3 players. We are 1 to 3 players.
This game is co-op?
Yeah, that's what it says. Network 1 to 3 players.
I'm waiting for it to go on sale.
Dude, well, when you guys get it, team up.
Nah.
Hell yeah.
Nah.
No.
We got it on the PS4, though.
Cross-play. You know what I'm saying?
But, you know, speaking of Final Fantasy, my first pick this week is Square Enix has launched a brand new action figure that I cannot turn down.
Dude, you love toys.
I cannot turn this down because they're doing an action figure of Cloud Strife.
Huh.
As Final Fantasy VII OG Cloud Strife.
But it's, that's weird. Because it's like,
he's not perfectly OG.
It's not the PS1 model.
And it's certainly not like Advent Children.
Yeah, it's like
some weird in between.
Yeah, it's like some PS2 model. Like early PS2 model, maybe.
Yeah, that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, he's almost Kingdom Hearts, but he's not.
But the hair is still very, like, blocky PS1. Yeah, this is weird. This is a weird-looking figure. It's pretty sick, though.
Yeah, it looks cool.
And it's big.
Okay, I think this is fake.
Oh, okay.
That size.
Because that size looks massive in the picture there.
Yeah. Because I'm looking here. Height is only 6 inches.
Oh.
Like 5.98.
What a bunch of liars. All right.
Yeah. And Anyways, it's $129 American.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
$129
American.
For standard. What?
For the standard edition.
What does that mean?
If you want the digital plus edition.
What? How?
For $159.99, you can be yours.
Okay. What does that get me?
Do you remember a couple months back, Square Enix started selling off studios and licenses like Tomb Raider and Hitman?
Yes.
Do you remember why they did it?
I thought it was because like they wanted to fund some other projects and they didn't want
to. Yeah, they wanted to fund NFTs.
No! Oh, no.
This is the first figure Square Enix is putting out where if you pay the extra $30,
okay,
you can get a digital certificate for proof of authenticity of your Cloud Strife action figure.
Okay. All right. I'm going to stop the acting now. I did read about this.
Yeah.
So they bought, what's the company called that they bought to do the NFTs? Do you remember?
Engine?
Yeah. Engine.
Wallet?
Yeah, do you know what's in there? Like, kind of like terms of service, like warning to the thing.
No.
So if you buy this digital edition,
yeah,
you have to use the Engine app in order to like get the NFT authentication.
Seriously?
You have to. It's proprietary blockchain.
Bullshit. No way.
Yeah. So you can't use it. You can't store it like outside of the app or anything. And then on top of that, there is a warning within the terms of service that says, if the Engine service ever like stops,
it's over.
You lose your NFT forever, and you lose all rights to your NFT.
Well, that's a little. I don't like the sound of that one.
You were so pumped, and then you're like, "I'm gonna own an NFT. I'm gonna own a cloud NFT,
bro." Like I was ever gonna buy that? No
Hell
way.
Yeah, you were. You're gonna buy two.
I'm gonna buy the regular edition. But you know, it is July 2022. Okay,
21st, 2022.
Yeah, 2022. This figure doesn't come out till November 2023.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Toy game is crazy.
I know. They also have a Cloud in Dress. If you haven't played Remake, then you probably won't know what this is about.
That's a pretty lady.
Yeah, you can buy that. It's $200. There's also a... I'm sure there is an NFT edition. No, there isn't.
Is that? What is this? Dress version action figure. What's the bonus here? Whoa, that's a lot of additions.
No, that's just different characters inside okay. of the lineup that you cannot buy. You can buy Tifa dress version.
That's the one to buy. That's the real one to buy.
You can buy
lingerie Tifa. Dress Nobody version. Cares about Aerith.
She's garbage. Aerith is so cool in this game.
Aerith is garbage.
She's the best.
Whatever.
She supports you. She wants you to do well.
That's lame. I want my girlfriend to kick somebody in the face.
Okay.
Not me, though. Preferably not me.
Well, speaking of getting kicked in the face.
What?
What?
Am I going to get kicked in the face right now?
No.
I was like waiting for you to stand up, and I was like, oh, no.
I didn't have a segue. Anyways, the new Honda Civic Type R has been revealed.
Is this their the Type R is like their sports version,
The Type
right?
R is the Honda sports car.
Okay, all right.
The last Type R everyone kind of loved, kind of looked like a Gundam.
All right.
On wheels. Very flashy, very edgy, very boy racer.
Yeah.
The new Civic came out, way less boy racer.
Everyone hates it.
But everyone's kind of hoping, like, you know, when the Type R comes, I'm able to do stuff to it.
Yeah.
Kind of did, kind of didn't.
I'm looking at this.
Yeah. What do you think? I'm showing you the picture of the new Type R. What do you think of this? Do you think it's a nice car?
That's a four-door sedan.
That's a hella four-door sedan.
So go to the side view here.
Did you see the best part?
This design decision, I don't understand.
What?
The back. And how it's like it wants to be a 350Z, but they didn't commit to the curve. And now it just looks like a miniature version of a mom SUV.
So you're looking at it the wrong way. This is a hatchback.
Is this the hatchback version?
This is a hatchback. Because
again, when I look at a hatchback, I expect kind of the drop off, like the sharp trunk edge.
No, right? So
but this is just like smooth.
This is a hatchback.
Okay, all right.
But because the car is so long, I actually think it looks more like a wagon.
Like a G-Wagon?
Not like a G-Wagon, okay. Like a station
like
wagon.
A station.
Like an estate car.
Dude,
as they would call
get some wood paneling in the interior? Hell yeah.
So I don't like the new Civic in terms of its looks.
It's pretty bland.
I do think the Type R has a couple they've made a couple changes that
Dude,
I like.
You just like it because it's got red on it.
No, but yes. But it's lower, it's wider, it looks a little bit more meaner.
Okay, all right.
The one thing I don't understand...
You're the cool mom at soccer practice.
Yeah, the one thing I... Like, it has its skirts and whatever. But the one thing I don't understand, and I still question it, is the wing. Because
Dude.
The wing they put on this looks like the most rookie aftermarket wing you've ever seen. You know when you're driving down the street, someone's like, I'm gonna soup my car?
Yeah.
And the only thing they do is they add a wing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what this looks like.
100%.
Like, it doesn't look like it goes with the car. It's just that someone's like, well, obviously we need a wing.
Because wings are fast.
Yeah, so let's put one on. And I'm sure it is hella functional, and Honda did all the research they could.
Aerodynamics and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but it just, it doesn't look...
You're gonna need that downforce when you're late to parent-teacher interview night, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
That's kind of disappointing in comparison to the last one. Like, I don't know. When I hear Type R, or when I hear like Nismo, or like all their car companies racing category stuff.
Yeah.
I kind of do expect boy racer, teenage fantasy type car.
I think the thing with this car is they're trying to grow with their audience, right? The current audience of the Type R is kind of probably 5 to 7 years older now. Maybe they want something a bit more, not as exciting.
They're so afraid of change. Just try to appeal to the new market, all right?
It'll happen eventually. Like, eventually that segment grows up, and then they go back, and they go back to the beginning. But we're just in that stage now where...
We're in the boring stage.
I think what's disappointing is, like, this is going to be the last, probably the last internal combustion Type R.
Oh, really? They're going to electric after that?
Well, I think they have to. Most countries are outlawing the sale of, like, fully, by 2030. Like, most gas-powered cars, like, solely gas-powered cars will be unavailable.
Interesting. That's the one thing. Like, I've always thought about, I don't know if, like, straight banning gasoline cars so quickly is, like, the right thing to do. Because you're going to create so much more pollution in manufacturing brand new vehicles when there's going to be a fuck ton of vehicles on the road that are perfectly usable.
Yeah, so but, like, I'm pretty sure, look, we're gonna see, like, I don't think it's gonna be like electric instantly.
Yeah,
it's gonna be
gas
probably
gone.
No, it's probably gonna be like a lot of hybrid. Mm-hmm. So where you're still going to the gas station, you're just not using as much gas.
Yeah,
but yeah,
so yeah, well, I don't know, this is kind of
It's kind of a weird
this is
car.
This is not a racing car. When I hear R, type R, I hear type racing.
So you see that, but it just broke the record for the fastest front-wheel drive car around the Nürburgring.
Dude, I bet. I bet it did.
Do you know who it stole it from?
Who?
The previous gen type R.
Okay, you listen, Honda, you're on track. All
apparently right? This Civic is going to be rumored to have 330 horsepower.
You got the records, all right? Listen, you got the numbers, you got the records, but you don't have the appeal.
Wow.
All right? And nobody wants to drive around in a mom car.
I mean, it's not a mom car.
It's a mom car.
I do think it's weird how they've removed the handbrake.
Because it's a mom car.
Like, it's six speed with no handbrake. It's electric. Well, it's electric, but yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you. All show, no go.
I don't know. I'm excited. This car's going to be, like, just zoom around the neighborhood soon.
All right, sell your car.
I already did.
Yeah. When you get your new car. Sell it again and then get this one.
But I don't want this car.
Yeah, because it's garbage.
I want two doors, not four. Car.
That's what I thought.
No.
Put your money where your mouth is, all right?
What are you talking about? If I was going to get another hatch, it'd be another Corolla.
Corollas are pretty nice. Oh, that's cool. That's still a little bit disappointing, but those are your picks? That's it?
That's what I got.
All right.
It's a slow week. Because you know what? It's San Diego Comic-Con this weekend, so I expect next week to be the big...
jammed.
Yeah.
You know who else got jammed?
Uh-oh.
I don't this have a. I don't, also don't disgusting. Have a segue here. So this is a follow-up story on last week where we're talking about John Riccitiello, the Unity CEO.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Damn, kid, if you're making a game and you're not prioritizing monetization, you're
what you doing?
Fucking idiot." Verbatim. He apologized.
Wow. Verbatim, huh?
Yeah. That's what he said. He said he literally said they're fucking idiots.
Okay.
But yeah, he apologized. This was coming. Like, this is the CEO popping off, and then. He's like, whoops, got a little too heated. I wasn't in the country club with the boys. Can't be saying that shit in public. And you know what? It makes sense. This is one of those things where, like, you're in such a high position that you can't be saying shit like that. And your word carries weight throughout the whole company.
Right.
You're just not in a position to be able to speak that freely, that casually anymore.
Yeah, he is.
Unfortunately.
He can.
Apparently he can because he did it. But yeah, he wrote a very... big long post about his thing.
He
has a four-part apology, pretty much.
Too many parts. But oh, wait, tell me about it.
So you can go read about it. I don't know. I'm not gonna. It's just like very generic. It probably ran through like three marketing teams. It's not the best. But he tries to. Justify what his stance was, but put it in softer terms. So, we'll see. But I think this is also another follow-up story. To remember when I said Platinum Games. Was changing up its whole, upper management.
Yeah.
Right? When they took Atsushi Inaba took over the CEO position. And he said that he wanted to just be known as, or Platinum does, we don't want Platinum just to be known as the action game company.
They want
to
do more.
We want to do more. And we want to make games that will... allow players to experience them for longer. We just don't want to make the 6-hour tight thing anymore.
I agree. That's good.
Right? And then they came out with Babylon's Fall. And then that kind of sucked ass.
But that's still an action game, though.
It is still an action game, but I can't see them making more stuff than that. They did recently come out with Soul Cresta, which was a pretty unique shump. But that's also a very short package. And I guess it's not if you want to be the high score kid. You can play it for as long as you want. Maybe it'll be like Dodonpachi and people will be playing it 20 years from now. But they recently made another big move in the upper management. And they hired a Nintendo veteran, Takao Yamane. Takao Yamane was the vice president of Nintendo? Yeah, he was the vice president of Nintendo France for a bunch of years. And then he was the managing director of sales and planning strategy for Nintendo Europe.
Yeah.
And then he was the general manager of licensing for Nintendo as a whole. So he's been in the game since like the 90s in Nintendo.
Okay.
And he's risen up the ranks. And now he's moved over to Platinum to try and help them with their wanted changes.
Yeah.
Getting a big wig like this is definitely going to mean a big shift in... development and style for this company, because if Nintendo knows how to do one thing, it's how to make like lasting franchises, right? So maybe they'll be able to do something here, because other than Bayonetta, Platinum just kind of makes a bunch of one-off stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see how that also integrates with their whole thing of we want to make longer games or like games as a service type games.
Games as a service.
But considering Bayonetta 3 from announcement to release, it took 5 years. We'll see how that goes. Because I think that game was originally announced in like 2017.
Was it really?
Yeah. And then it got delayed and then COVID and all this shit. So,
oh.
So yeah, it's a, we'll see. Hideki Kamiya?
That's the one.
The big boy.
Yeah.
He came out and he's trying to come out on Twitter saying, we just don't want to be known as the action game company. I think in terms of expectations, fans in relation to linear action games like Nier and Bayonetta, but we want to do something different.
All right.
So we'll see how it goes. You know, Platinum usually makes some fucking bangers, and maybe Babylon's Fall was like a rough draft and they'll have something kicking down the pipeline later on.
Yeah.
But those are kind of the two news stories I gave a shit about. I don't know. They announced a One Piece card game.
Cool.
So you can be a One Piece. You can be Luffy and then play cards.
Okay.
But well, yeah, that's all I got for this week. It was pretty chill.
They had that like your favorite game, Detroit Become Human.
Oh, what?
Yeah, your
favorite. Is it a card game?
No. It's becoming a manga.
Detroit Become Human is becoming a manga.
Yeah.
Ooh. Out of all the David Cage games they could pick.
I know you're going to read it now.
They picked the least wacky one. Like they could have picked, what was the fucking Indigo Prophecy? Like that shit was wild. That's a manga waiting to be made.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yep.
That's so weird. What an odd choice, but also a very Japanese choice.
Yeah. AI,
robots.
Robots? How could it not be?
Are we human? What is humanity, dude?
Everything and nothing.
Nothing. Your life is meaningless.
Yeah. But like we said, it is San Diego Comic-Con. I think official day one starts today.
Yeah, we're in the calm before the storm.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of stuff. I've seen a lot of cool like things coming out. I saw some of the previews for Transformers.
Mm-hmm.
They're re-released. They're not re-releasing, but they're remaking certain action figures. That big Ant Inferno, if you like him from Beast Wars, he's coming back. But the one I'm most excited for is they announced like a Transmetal 2 Megatron. I don't know if you ever...
What's Transmetal? What's that?
When Megatron became a dragon.
What? I don't remember this.
Wait, you don't remember when Megatron takes the spark of G1 Megatron and Optimus throws him into a volcano?
Is this?
And he comes out as a red dragon?
Is this Beast Wars?
This is the last season of Beast Wars.
I don't think I've ever seen the last season of Beast Wars.
Dude. He comes out of a volcano.
That sounds sick.
He comes out of the lava.
I should watch Beast Wars.
And he's a metal red dragon.
Whatever happened to that other Transformers where it was like a retelling of Beast Wars, but it was like the Beast Wars exists within other Transformers universes? What was that? Remember that Transformers show you were talking about a while ago?
Oh, this like last summer? Yeah. It was all right.
It was okay?
Yeah.
Just ended? There's no like second season of that?
It's over.
Oh, okay.
I think it's over. Yeah. It was all right.
All right. Okay. But as long as I get... Is there going to be a Black Arachnia?
What do you mean?
Is there going to be a Black Arachnia toy?
It's already out.
It's already out?
Yeah.
Maybe I should go get that.
Yeah. Anyways, cool.
What about Waspinator?
Out.
Oh, shit. Rat Trap?
That's out.
Oh, my God. All the. Okay, this is the piece de resistance.
Uh-huh.
Rhinox.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
That's the only one left I have to get my Season 1 Maximals.
Damn.
Because I just got Tigertron somewhere.
Dude, nobody gives a shit about Tigertron.
What are you talking about? He's like, rawr, I'm
him,
Tigertron.
Him and Cheetor are garbage. Garbage characters. Terrible.
What are you talking about? They're the best.
Especially... Everyone knows Waspinator is the best character.
Oh, so you don't even know about Tigerhawk.
Waspinator. I know Tigerhawk. I know Tigerhawk.
No, you don't.
He wasn't the last season, was he?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I did watch the last. Maybe I didn't see like the part where he got thrown into a volcano.
Dude, that's like the opening of season 3.
I don't know what this gap in my memory is. I literally have no recollection of Megatron turning into a dragon.
Do you remember when Dinobot dies?
No.
Do you know Dinobot 2?
Is that when he's good?
Depth Charge?
Is that when Dinobot's good?
No, when Dinobot's metal.
No.
God.
Dude, I remember nothing from this show.
Bruh, what are you doing?
I just remember Rhinox was captured for like fucking 10 years. And then
What?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't.
There's like 15 seasons of the show.
No.
Because as a kid, I remember Rhinox being captured forever.
First of all, there's only three seasons, and each season is only like 12 episodes.
Yeah, but as a kid, it felt like a decade. And I was like, why won't they let the rhino with dual miniguns for hands out of jail? I'm so mad.
Wow.
He's the coolest character. Oh, man.
Anyways, we got a question from Lon. Do you want to take it?
We do. So Roland writes in. Do we have a pun for him?
His name's Lon.
Yeah.
Rolando.
Oh, Rolando. True. He's got a question. All right. As you guys recall, Mega Man Battle Network is getting a re-release.
We do have a pun.
What was it?
This just reminds me. Something about like jacking in.
Oh, yeah.
He's jacked into the network or something. I can't remember.
He's jacked into our email system. Yeah. Oh, man, I forgot.
Yeah.
God, we'll remember. As you guys recall, Mega Man Battle Network is getting a re-release on modern platforms, and obviously, I'm very excited. But it may surprise you, because the one reason... it may surprise you that the reason I am is because I've never actually finished a single Mega Man Battle Network game. What? Sounds stupid to hear from someone nicknamed Lon, who basically has used Mega Man EXE as his online avatar, but my connection to the franchise wasn't actually the video game, but the anime. I've always known about the games, but I've never really got to play it back when I had a GBA. And while I tried booting up an emulator, the experience always felt weird. Anyways, my question. What are some parts of franchises you're fans of that you never consumed? Other examples for me would be being a Star Wars fan who has never read a single extended universe book, being a Batman fan who's only ever seen... or who's never really seen the Tim Burton or Joel Schumacher movies. Cheers, Lon.
So the Star Wars not reading a single EU book, I think that's forgivable. That's fine. Like, you got to be diehard to get into the EU.
Yeah, you got to be a mega fan.
Not seeing a Tim Burton Batman, though. I don't know. Because, like, I feel like Tim Burton made the Batmobile.
He did.
I can forgive you if you don't want to watch Clooney or Kilmer as Batman. But if you haven't seen Keaton as Batman, I feel like you're missing out.
What about Adam West Batman?
We don't talk about that
guy
here.
Slapped. That movie's sick. I love that movie.
First of all, it's a series.
No, but it's also a movie. They made a movie with him.
Yeah, it's like, we don't talk about that here.
Yeah, the movie's awesome.
We don't
it's so
talk
good.
About that here.
I think I would have one thing to pick apart about his question.
Okay.
Which is the thing of, what are some... parts of franchises you're fans of but you've never consumed. Do you think that you can be a fan of a franchise without having consumed the main thing? Like, for example, do you think you can be a fan of what's that fucking big gacha game that everyone loves and it's like Breath of the Wild?
Genshin?
Yeah. Can you be a fan of Genshin without ever having played Genshin?
Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
You think you could just be a fan of the art?
Yeah.
And that stuff?
Why not?
Interesting.
You clearly think otherwise.
No, I don't know.
You're like, unless you've consumed it, you're not allowed to be a fan.
I don't know if
people like you are why the world can't move forward.
Yeah, they should stay where it is.
Oh,
all right, no evolution. It's perfect how
it
can't keep your
God.
Hobbies.
I think it's fine. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah,
I don't have an issue.
I don't know. Yeah, I think do you think there's a difference between being a fan of something and being a fan of something?
What are you
asking
me?
Right? You know, like, I like this thing. I think it's cool.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of it because I've never experienced, like, the thing it came from, the origin. Like, if I just watched all of Metal Gear on YouTube, am I a fan of Metal Gear?
Yeah. Hmm. Why not?
Interesting. I just feel like you're missing the key component of what it is that thing is, right? Which is, like, in terms of games, it's, like, playing it in terms of...
I don't know. I don't know if I think you would say you're... It's the same argument to some people who are like, I don't care about spoilers because at the end of the day, I'm just going to consume it all anyway.
Hmm. I don't get that either. But
like, yeah, I think it's fine. Even if you don't... For example, for videos, even if you don't play it, I still think it's fine. If you consume it in another way, so through someone else's eyes, even in like shorter, condensed formats, I still think it can make you a fan.
Interesting.
Like, why not?
Okay. All right.
Nothing wrong with that. I don't think you need to consume everything.
No, of course. Like, that's where we get into the, like, you haven't read a single extended universe book for Star Wars. Like, that's next level, right?
Yeah.
And it'd be weird if the gap there was like, I've only read EU books and I've never seen a movie.
Yeah.
I'd be like, wait a minute.
But if that was the case, I would still call you a Star Wars fan.
I'd call you an EU Star Wars fan.
That's just
like, I would just separate you.
No, I would say you like Star Wars.
Interesting. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. All right. But yeah, I think the biggest one for me, and I think I've mentioned it a couple times on the show, as a kid, I've read every Harry Potter book except for the last one.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And I've seen zero of the movies except for the last one.
That's messed up.
And not even the last one, part one, like the last one, part two, and that's it.
It's messed up. That's so messed up.
That, I think that's the biggest gap one for me.
Okay. I probably have a couple, maybe one. Okay, so the first one is Super Robot Wars. I love these games. I've never finished a single one.
They're so sick for like 3 hours.
I've never finished.
I buy them all.
Like the like I think on average there's like 50 chapters.
Yeah.
The closest I've gotten is like chapter 47.
That's crazy. You're so close.
Yeah, I think that was in high school. Actually, it was one of the games. It's actually probably the one that Blaven saw me playing.
Yeah.
Or I saw Blaven playing. But yeah, I never finished it. The other one is, and I think a lot of people can relate to this, but it's Gundam. I know so many Gundam fans who literally only like the anime.
Yeah.
Or only like the model kits and have never consumed the other half.
Interesting.
Like the modelers.
Yeah.
I would say the majority of Gundam model kit fans I meet do not give a single fuck about the source material.
Mm-hmm.
And that's totally normal. It's like, it's a weird.
They're the arts and crafts kids.
Yeah. It's totally normal. It's not uncommon to hear that opinion in the Gundam world.
Interesting.
Which is to say, I've never seen UC Gundam.
That's the thing, too. Like, so I used to be on that side. I used to be like, man, Gundam Sandrock, that guy's sick. He's got like two scythes.
Yeah.
Man, Death Scythe, he's got scythe in the name.
Yeah.
So cool. Right? And then I experienced the other side.
Yeah.
And I read the origin. I watched some stuff. Obviously, the best one's G Gundam.
Mm-hmm.
Duh. And it's like, oh, shit. Gundam's fucking rad.
Yeah.
Right? But I don't know if I would have considered myself a fan of Gundam when I was only building model kits. Like, maybe I would have said I was like, I enjoyed model kits, or maybe I was a fan of model kits, but I don't know if I'd say like I was a fan of Gundam.
See, I would. I would just say you're a fan. If you like buying them and assembling them and putting them together, yeah, you like Gundam.
Interesting.
I think that's okay. Hmm. And I think that is very common, say, especially in the toy hobby, right?
Yeah.
Especially now with adult collectors. Adult collectors.
Oh, God. Oh, the high end.
Motherfuckers. a lot of us buy the toys.
Mm-hmm.
No one cares about the cartoon, right? And that's normal. Are you not a fan of Transformers? Are you not a fan of Spider-Man? No, you are. You love the toys.
But they've also consumed. That's a really interesting like area, because I would argue that not a lot has changed, at least from what I've heard from you, in Transformers since the 80s. Like,
I mean, the
Optimus is Optimus.
Like, the general concept is the same. Yeah.
Yeah. And they've experienced, like, the origins and the general concept. And they probably watched, like, movies or whatever. But, yeah, if they're not watching the children's cartoon, like, I'm not going to knock them for that.
Yeah.
But I guess the 80s one is also a children's cartoon.
They're all cartoons. True. You're talking
about.
Yeah.
Dude, Transformers are for babies.
Toys are for kids. Duh.
Tricks are for kids.
Duh. So just like video games.
All dude, what? All the for fuck kids. Are you talking about?
You ever realize how there's no adult-only video games?
M for mature.
Yeah, dude. That's not adult, though.
Yeah, listen, I'll show you some adult-only video
adult.
Games.
That's not adult.
Dude, let me tell you about Hot Coffee.
That's not even a game that was released.
Dude, it's part of the game. It's in the files.
No.
The files are in the computer.
But yeah, to this question, yeah. Of course, there's tons of things. And I think it's okay if you only like one part of a thing, you can be a fan. That's fine.
What was that NES game where you had to rape Indian women? What was that?
Of course, that's where your mind's hung up on.
Custer's Revenge. That's an AO game.
Children.
That was released for the Atari.
Yeah, but did you see the graphics? For children.
Yeah.
It's like a cartoon.
That guy's dick is huge.
No. Yeah. It's cartoonishly huge. Exactly. That's what I thought.
Are you saying hentai is not art?
I'm saying hentai is for kids. All animation are for children.
Dude, Bible Black is for kids. You got kids.
You heard it here. You heard it here first.
Bible Black is for kids.
Yeah.
God damn. That caught me off guard. Yeah. Oh, that was really funny.
That's all I got for you, Lon.
That's really good. Yeah, for me, I don't have too wide of a breadth of fandoms or things I would consider myself a fan, considering what I consider the bar to be considered a fan.
Yeah, I know.
So
just have fun with it, man. I take it too seriously.
I don't have a lot of overlap. But I don't know. I can't really think of anything.
Why?
I don't know.
Why? Stop being such an elitist. It's okay to like something only a little bit.
It is okay to like something and only a little bit. And to
be classified as a fan.
No, that's the part where it's wrong. What? That's the part where it's bad.
How is it bad?
Because, all right, the reason that stuff is cool is because they made it for the fans. And when a bunch of people come in and they're like, hey, this thing is cool. These parts are cool. But I hate this thing. Did I ever watch this thing? Absolutely not. I just read a headline on Reddit once.
Yeah.
But I fucking hate it. And you should change it for everybody because I never consumed it. And it's like, I don't know.
And now you're a fan.
You're complaining just like the rest of us.
Well, I don't. You just, what? That sounds like a fan to me.
Ugh. Get out of here, garbage. God,
you and your fans.
Gatekeep your hobbies, kids.
No, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't listen to this guy.
Yeah, that's all. The Harry Potter one is the biggest one for me.
All right, let's move on with a question to chew on. Paul writes in, have either of you lost your passion for something that used to be super prominent in your life? What were they? And what were the events that led to it?
Skateboarding.
Okay.
I used to go skateboarding like every day.
Yeah.
As a kid. And I think like once I hit maybe like grade 12 college, I just didn't have the opportunities to skateboard. Like I would drive to school. When I go out with my friends, we're not like going to the park anymore because, you know, we're adults now. We're 18.
Yeah.
And it just like kind of gradually dropped off. Like, what's that saying? It was like there was a day in your life that your mom picked you up and put you down and then never picked you up again.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of like that where it's like you didn't really realize it. And I was just like, oh, I haven't touched a skateboard in like years.
Wow.
Yeah. And like I think around like a couple years ago, I started getting back into it, and I still have like some of my skills.
Okay.
And I'll do it like once in a while now, maybe a couple times a month. I'll just like take it out and go to a parking lot or something. But
yeah,
it's never like it used to be, like that passion for. And also, I'm fucking like 30 now, and I don't want to fall on cement and kill myself. So
yeah,
I don't bounce back like I used to.
Skateboarding.
Skateboarding was a pretty prominent one for me.
Cool.
What about you?
Video games, probably.
Dude, I know, I'm disappointed.
What?
You gotta play more games.
Yeah, no, like, I think, I just been like, your level.
You can come back. We're welcoming here, all right?
Like, yeah, I used to, like, collect
games. I know you're a fan.
Subscription to magazines, be up on all the news. What led up to it is, I think there was one day, I think there was just a couple of moments where I was like, I've realized I was sacrificing, I guess, experiences and just moments in life just to play a game. And I remember being like, oh, this is not good.
You were addicted.
No, absolutely. Video games are a terrible addiction. Like, if I had it my way, I would never stop. But that's why I had to stop. Because, like, it's just like, if I didn't stop playing, if I didn't tell myself to stop, I would just sit here and play games all day. I wouldn't go out and do anything else.
Hell yeah. That sounds sick.
And like that made me sad. I was like, I don't want to miss out on life.
I don't think I've ever, I don't know if there's like, I don't think I've ever like felt like I was missing out on life.
Okay. Let me explain to you this way. Have you ever like been said no to go with friends because you thought to yourself, no, I'd rather spend that money on a new game? Or like, yeah, there's
spend it. Like, I would rather spend the time playing it than hanging out with my friends.
No. You're like, you know, we're all going to like an event that's going to cost some money.
A bunch of money.
And you're like, but there's a new game coming out. I'd rather play that. I'd rather buy and then play that.
I've only done that with the caveat of that I wouldn't like the thing. So like my friends are like, let's all go to Wonderland.
Yeah.
And I'm like, amusement parks ain't it for me, chief. And then I just say, I bail. and I save that money and I go play a video like I do. But like anything new, I don't think so. Like, oh, let's all go to a restaurant or let's all do this.
Yeah, but like I had that mentality too. Even with things, you're right. There was things that I thought that like I don't like that, so I'm not gonna go. Mm-hmm. But the truth is, like, I can't. It got to the point where I don't think I could say that mm-hmm. just blindly anymore, because it got, after so many years of saying that, like, you know, you change, right?
Yeah. Like, you haven't tried it lately, so maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. So, like, there was a time where obviously I did not like to ride a bike. Right. There was a time I did not like to be outdoorsy. But, and like, that's what I like to do now.
And now you're like, you know what? I could go out, but I could be riding my bike. You know, I could be putting in another 70K.
Yeah. But yeah. Like,
you replaced your drug with another drug.
And I would say the new drug is probably better for me.
You've learned zero lessons.
Yeah. But like, that's probably like the big one. Yeah. But anyways, that example of like not going out with your friends to buy a game. Think of that, but then escalate it.
Yeah, because you're buying $3,000 bike frames now.
No. I mean, because like there was a year where it was like, do you want to go on a vacation and a trip? Or do you want to buy a PS3 and a 360 and a Switch all at the same time?
Yeah, the latter.
Right?
Yeah.
And I did the latter.
Yeah.
And then I watched everyone go out and do their things.
No regrets.
And then it's just like, no, but that's the thing. That's where I remember it starting. Like, I didn't need to buy all this stuff.
Yeah, you did. You like, had to keep up.
Because like you only have a limited amount of time in a day. Yeah. You couldn't be playing all three of them, right? Mm-hmm. Like the reality is, like, I only need to buy one of them.
Yeah, the Wii U.
No. Not even the Wii, because that's just Wii Sports. It would have been the 360. Yeah, but yeah. But yeah, like, that's where it's been at. And then, yeah, between that and just realizing that, like, video games can be, like, a daunting addiction for me, mm-hmm. I just had to stop.
Sucks. Sucks to suck. I don't want to tell you. It's pretty sweet over here. You should come back.
I don't know, man. I like going out. I like having a life.
What?
What?
What the fuck?
What?
Dude, hang out with your boys on Discord.
I do.
Yeah, like once a year.
Like once a week.
Yeah, okay.
I'm with you guys once a week.
God damn.
You guys are like on every night.
Yeah, because we're socializing. We're experiencing games with the boys. What are you talking about? The fuck? How do you think I play Tarkov all the time? I'm playing with my boys.
Jeez.
I'm experiencing.
Yeah. The other one, I guess, would be like the toy stuff, right?
Yeah, you definitely dropped off hard on toys.
And like, yeah.
I don't know if your spending has dropped off. You've just been selling a lot.
On toys?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
I feel like every...
You mean spending in general or spending on toys?
Spending on toys. I feel like every like week or two I come over here, you got something new.
No, it's definitely dropped off.
Okay, all
right. Yeah, like, you're right. Like, I bought a toy last week. It was $15. Dude. Which I almost, I got scared because I brought it to work because it was my dude's toy.
Yeah.
And then my office got vandalized. And the first thing I thought about was, oh my God.
My toys.
Please don't take my sound wave.
Was it still there?
It was still there.
Oh, thank God.
I was like, shit, yeah.
Was that cloud still there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, oh, cool. Nice. But yeah, no, like toys are just, I've been priced out, like unbelievably priced out of
the. What are you talking about? You're making so much dough now.
You know what? My salary has not increased as fast as the inflation for
toys.
For toys?
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. Walk into a Toys R Us the other day, like, how much is this? And then it just made me click. I'm like, no wonder people were charging. Like, we went to these toy shows.
Yeah.
And people are charging a lot of money. I'm like, this is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then I walked in Toys R Us. I'm like, oh no, they're just charging market rate. Like, that's like just whatever is retail.
Yeah.
And then that made me sad. I was like,
yeah.
What the hell?
Me and my friends are seeing that in the Magic game right now.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah, it's kind of nuts. And then, like, they're bringing out these collector's pack at, like, $100 a pack. And then it's just fueling the aftermarket even more.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so, yeah. But like I said, it's not like there isn't another addiction.
Around the corner?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
There always is, right?
Let me tell you about cocaine. Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll see. You grow, you change, you learn. Whatever.
And then you revert back because you realize you made a mistake. So once you come back to the video game sphere, I'll be waiting with open arms.
No. The day I come back is when you get out.
Interesting.
That's when I'll be back.
That's the big play. That's the big brain play.
Yeah. You watch. It'll just be happenstance.
Like I just have to get out for some reason.
You have a kid.
What the? You think that's going to stop me?
Yes.
I'm going to neglect the shit out of that kid. Are you kidding me?
We'll see.
Absentee father in the same household.
We'll see.
Lock the door.
I don't think so.
Dad, I want to play. Yeah, go play by yourself, all right? Daddy's got God of War 7
to
play.
No way, man. No way.
All right, we'll see.
I guarantee it.
Dude, I can't wait to neglect my kid.
I don't know anybody who's been into video games and who's had a kid in that first year they were able to keep up. One thing had to give, and it wasn't the kid.
Here's the other thing. I've been single for a while.
That's what I'm saying.
So, it'll just keep going.
Eventually have a kid.
No, it'll just keep going.
I'll go back to gaming.
Dude, what if it just keeps going? What if I just live that single bachelor life?
I have faith.
That I'll live the single bachelor.
No, that you'll have
okay
twins.
Twin. Oh God, a twofer. That's a twofer one. God damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get the gotcha roll.
Yeah, absolutely. You're the lucky one. Anyways, yeah. Thanks for writing in.
Yeah. Thanks for writing
Paul. My week is very short.
Okay.
I watched Thor: Love and Thunder. Here's my review.
Okay.
That movie was weird.
In a good way?
No, it was just weird. Period.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. Okay. Like it was. It had its moments that were cool, and then it had its moments where it was like, what the fuck? Did you like the Thor humor in Ragnarok?
It was good. It kind of got grating at the end of it.
Oh, okay. What if I told you that was the whole movie?
All right. Okay. More of the same.
Like, some people will really love it.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. If that's the kind of comedy. Like, if you like weird for the sake of being weird, I guess you'll like it.
Mm-hmm.
But this phase of Marvel has definitely been more experimental, and I like that they're trying. Don't get me wrong, there's some cool things that happen in this movie. At the same time, the actual plot, character motivations, and like narrative have all taken a back seat to pure experimentation.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And this is a Taika Waititi film?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Natalie Portman is Thor.
Okay, what is Thor?
Thor.
So they're both Thor.
Well, she's the mighty Thor.
Interesting.
And he's Thor, the space Viking.
What's the difference?
You have to watch the movie to find out.
I'm not going to watch the movie.
But you got to watch the movie to find out.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah, I think it was cool. It was all right. I don't think it was better or worse than Doctor Strange. They're both pretty mid.
Mid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All yeah, right. Unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not really great.
I'm feeling like after Spider-Man, I don't think there's a movie that's going to top that from the Marvel Universe.
It was just that good.
Like, Spidey was that good. Obviously. I'm a huge Spider-Man fan.
Yeah.
But still, everything else, like, what is it? Black Widow?
Yeah.
Strange, Thor, what else is there? Shang-Chi was cool.
Everyone loves Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi was cool.
So there's the thing. I couldn't tell if people love Shang-Chi because Shang-Chi is a very good movie, or if they love Shang-Chi because they love it the same way that they love Crazy Rich Asians. Where it's like, here's an Asian-centric movie, and even though it's mid, I'm still going to say I love it because it has my culture in it.
I think it's more closer to the way people liked Black Panther.
Okay. All right.
Which is to say it's a good movie. It's not a great movie and it won't blow your mind.
But it's good.
But it's good.
Okay.
It is what you would expect from a Marvel movie. Like, it's not surprising at all.
Mm-hmm.
It offers some cool stuff, cool characters, neat little twist.
All right.
Maybe a little too big on the fantasy, but it reels itself back in at the end. That's what I would say. But as for Thor: Love and Thunder, pretty cool. The end credit scene is probably the most hype shit, though.
They always are. Like, they should just make an end credit scene and charge me $5, and then I'll go into the theater.
Like, the end credit scene is what I thought the movie was going to be about.
Okay.
But unfortunately, it's not.
You have to wait another 10 years to see the payoff for that end credit scene?
Probably.
God damn it.
Probably. But yeah, no, it's... I don't know. I'm back to where, like, shit on the Marvel train is kind of mellowing out again.
All right.
I'm hoping that Miss Marvel, when I watch it, is going to hype me back up, but we'll see.
All right.
Anyways, that was my week.
That was it? You know,
no. Like bite. I said, I've been outside doing a lot of stuff.
Okay. All right. I guess, see? It's not even worth talking about on the show. How good could it be? Come back to video games. Dude, it's so easy. If you're not going to...
This is
the show where we talk about all the cool stuff in the world. And you had a whole week of nothing... Doesn't sound that fun.
I biked 100K on, not mountain bike trails, single track.
Okay.
I went from here to Brantford and then north to Kitchener.
Damn.
And then back. But again, all on like dirt roads.
Mm-hmm.
That shit's tiring.
Yeah. You're going to blow your knees, kid.
But it was awesome.
I saw Wayne Gretzky Parkway and I was like, whoa.
There's a couple nights during the week, I got caught in the rain. That was awesome. You know that when it's really wet, like it was like a proper storm, doesn't matter how much water is pouring down your face.
Yeah.
The only thing you can taste is your own sweat.
Hell yeah.
Like, it was so salty. I was like, what the
dude, fuck? You know what that is?
What?
Electrolytes.
Hell yeah.
You know, who needs Gatorade when I can lick my sweat?
Yeah. Yeah, my hands got all pruney as I was riding. I was like, damn, I've been out here too long. But yeah, no, that was basically doing a lot of that. I've actually gotten into a lot of wellness stuff recently.
Okay.
Like, I bought a new toothbrush, new electric toothbrush.
All right.
It's pretty cool. Has lights.
You said it has an app?
It does have an app. How wild is that? But I finally got a water flosser.
Like, oh, a water pick. Water pick. Nice.
I can't believe I didn't get that earlier.
It's cool.
That shit's cool. Like, it's a bit messy and cumbersome to use because, like, you have to be over the sink. But yeah, I can't believe I didn't get that earlier.
Have you been to the dentist lately and did it clean your teeth with a water pick?
Yeah, all the time.
That shit. The last time I went to the dentist, it was, like, the first time that's been done.
What? To me.
Like, yeah, the water cleaning. That's the first time I've gotten, like, the water cleaning.
Yeah.
My dentist always used the metal tools.
Yeah, that's different.
No, I know it's not as high power.
No.
Wait, what is it completely different?
Like, they're scratching off the plaque and from your gums.
Yeah. So it's like super pressurized water, right? Isn't the water pick just like it's like a floss replacement? It's like a less powerful version of what I'm talking about?
I mean, sort of, but like, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah, the one that you use at the dentist is not, like, even if they still use the water on you, they're still going to pick at your gums with the metal rod. If you have like bad plaque in your gums, they're still going to use that shit.
Never had a cavity, baby.
I'm actually surprised you do not use your water pick or your water flush.
So we had one.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't use it.
That's the craziest thing. Nobody used it, and then we returned it.
Because, like, you would have the most benefit. Because
I hate flossing?
No, because you have a bar.
Oh, I have the two bars. Yeah. The two retainers.
And, like, that makes flossing way more...
True.
Easy. Yeah.
Accessible.
Yeah, because, like, you just shoot it through your whatever.
True.
It's so easy.
Maybe I should go back and get one.
It's fun. I've been having a lot of fun with that.
How's it fun?
I don't know. It's just a lot of fun. It's
like, man, look at that piece of popcorn kernel. This shit's huge.
Yeah. It's just like, whoa. All right. And it is way more convenient than flossing. It is, like I said, cumbersome to set up, but I think overall I've been having a good time with that.
Okay.
Got new skincare stuff.
Laneige. Again, that Korean brand.
Yeah, it's all Korean stuff. All right. That's been fun.
Okay.
Trying that. Did I tell you that I have...
infused with placenta.
I have... I didn't tell you this, but I have those metabolism pills.
Like to get skinny?
Yeah.
You know, it's just like speed, right? Like,
yeah, it's just caffeine.
Dude, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm on that.
Why?
I have that. I've got new multivitamins. Like,
what are you doing?
Dude, I got much shit
why
now.
Why are you taking the multivitamins if you're just taking drugs? Like, what's the point? You're just counteracting.
Why not? I take them all at once.
God damn. Did you see that one viral image that was going around where he left his multivitamin gummies in the car and they all melted into the bottle shape?
Yeah, so I used
that. And then he just started biting into the giant gummy.
So, like, I used to have the gummies, but I just got rid of them.
Hell yeah, Flintstones vitamins.
No, I think mine's by, like, actually, I don't know what it's by, but they smell so bad.
Do they still have powdered Flintstones vitamins?
For children?
For me.
Yeah,
I should buy some of those.
Shit, now I know what I really should have gotten you for your birthday.
A pack of Flintstones vitamins.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Considering you don't eat.
I ate today.
What did you eat today?
I had a sandwich.
Was that your first meal of the day at 6 p.m
yeah.
The fuck?
Because if I eat lunch, I get too full for dinner.
What?
I don't have a big lunch. Like, I'll have like a.
And this man wonders why he feels weak when he's trying to do stuff.
I don't feel weak. All right, I just feel tired.
Oh, it's my different. God, man, I'm not weak. I'm just faint.
God, it's just a little hot out. All right. God, is anyone else feeling the heat right now?
No, we're in the coldest basement in the world. It's freezing in here.
Dude, it's just right.
Yeah, I will say I sleep so well in here.
Except for all the radon that you're probably picking up.
But yeah, man. It's good.
Hell yeah.
It's good. Actually, yeah, no. At the beginning of this month, I think I weighed myself.
Yeah.
And it was like 205.
Okay.
I'm currently at 191.
Ooh, we're the same weight.
My goal is to get to like 165.
That's too skinny.
Like, I got to get there.
You got to put on some mass. That's what you got to do.
I think I've already done that part.
No, but I'm saying, like, now just convert all that into muscle.
But I don't want to be heavy.
Yeah, you do. You want power.
For what?
So when you sprint down the lane, nobody can catch you.
But your hill climbs suck dick.
What are you talking about? Yeah, no. Anyways, the reality is my motivation is that now I know, like, let's face it, by this end of this year, the world will probably return back to normal. Like,
unless that new COVID variant pops the fuck off.
Sure. But I need to fit into my work clothes, and I currently don't. And I've been getting away with like t-shirts and casual pants because it's the summer.
Yeah.
But I know when the holidays roll or the fall rolls around, it's back to business casual.
I'm going
to
let you in on a little secret.
Yeah.
I have the same problem. I used to be 180.
Yeah.
Now I'm 191.
Yeah.
And I barely fit into any dress pants I own. And
yeah. Because like,
these thighs, baby, these thunder thighs.
Like before COVID, I think I was 170.
Damn.
Yeah. So I got a ways to go.
All right. Okay.
Anyways.
No grand Big Mac for you is what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying. I had to. Man.
Did you try it?
No. Today I turned down McDonald's for free.
Why?
And I feel.
Why would you ever do that?
I know.
You're a bad person.
I have a team outing for Korean fried chicken.
Yeah?
That I'm like, I know. I don't want to have to bail on that.
Vince. You just said that you're not playing video games so that you could have experiences, but you're ignoring all these experiences.
But like, I can't. I don't want to just go there and sit there and not eat.
You know what's it? You eat. What the fuck? You know what's an easy way to lose weight?
Not eating.
Play video games.
No.
Yeah.
No. No.
Just kind of sit there. And no. When you're not using energy, you don't have to eat.
So how exactly did you put on weight by just playing video games?
Because I started eating shit. So what little I ate got worse.
Are you telling me you're eating better now?
Now, currently.
Oh, okay.
Like, because right. I saw me get past 190 and I was like, fuck.
Okay. Okay.
But, you know, I might have had that grand Big Mac at one point.
Oh, my God.
That's too much Big Mac. I don't know how people do it. I wanted to die. God. That was crazy.
Oh, no.
That was nuts.
Oh, no. All right, cool. That was my week.
All right. So in my week, I finished XO1, the space ball game.
Yeah, the frisbee.
That game's good. I like it.
There's an ending?
Yeah, there's an ending. It's very whimsical. Like, it's like, what do you think the ending is?
Oh, right?
How do you interpret the ending? Like, it's very artsy-fartsy. So if you're not into that kind of stuff, it's whatever.
I'm not.
Yeah. But the gameplay is fun. I really like just going fast, hitting those hills, messing around with the gravity. There's a couple levels in the middle there that are like a little slow. You kind of like take in the scenery a bit more.
Yeah.
And it's like more story focused. I liked it. It was good. I think it's only like, I finished in like an hour 20, an hour 30.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. It was a very tight, packed experience. How much is this game? I think it's like 20 something.
No, that's too much.
Check it. Yeah, check it on Steam. XO1.
Okay.
Let's see.
Yeah, $20.
Yeah, $20. So I got it on the Steam sale, so it was a little bit cheaper. But I don't know. I liked it. I recommend it. If you like games kind of like, even though I don't like Inside and Limbo, I just don't think I like that studio. But if you like those kind of games, Flower, Flow, all that kind of stuff, this is one for you. I enjoyed it. I kind of just don't want to talk more about it because all the story stuff is pretty fun.
Mm.
And then I started some new manga. One is a not so new manga. It is Chainsaw Man because the second arc started. This is the War Devil arc.
When you say started, you mean like there's like one chapter out?
Like two chapters.
Oh, boy.
There's two chapters.
You really were excited.
I'm pumped.
Because, man, I don't think I've ever heard you be like, yeah, I've only read the first chapter. I'm up to date.
I've read the first two chapters. I am up to date.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard you say that.
So this arc is not focusing around Denji, at least for now. It is focusing around an introverted high school student called Asa Mitaka. And so, yeah, she's in high school. At this point in time, Chainsaw Man is very popular.
Uh-huh.
And he's kind of like a superhero almost in this world. And devils are becoming more and more the norm. They're not this like secret thing that only the society knows about. They cause such a problem that it's going to be like, it's like a pop culture thing, almost like the commodified devils. And what happens is that one of the students there, the popular girl, she kind of like hates Asa because of like her whole attitude and stuff like that. People are are forcing her to like be nice to her and blah blah blah, and like she has to change her life. And she has, through a series of events, which I'm not going to spoil, she made a contract with the devil and kills Asa. But just before she dies, she sees an owl on a streetlight. And the owl speaks to her in her mind and says,
"You're a wizard, Harry.
You're a wizard, Harry." And he goes, if you want to live, make a contract with me. And she takes it. And so what happens is that that owl, inside that owl was the war devil.
The war devil?
Yeah. So how devils work in this series is that they're all named after things. So there's like gun devil, the chainsaw devil, the control devil, the angel devil. And yeah, that one's a little messed up. Yeah, that one's a little weird.
All right.
And so they're like, what their name is based on their power. And where they get their power is that the more they fear something, the stronger that devil is.
Okay.
So chainsaws,
I can get behind
pretty
it.
Pretty scary. If you're one of the primal fears, like darkness, you're crazy powerful. So this one is war. War's crazy. But the war devil's power is that anything that the war devil can claim, she can make into a weapon. So it turns out in this first chapter that one of the teachers was sleeping with the student who hated Asa. And because he's a big perv, she put on a little thing and like kind of said, "Oh, will you be mine?" and blah, blah, blah. He said yes. And then she takes his head, Mortal Kombat style, pulls his head out of his body, spine intact, and then turns his head and spine into a sword. So anything the war devil claims, they can turn into a weapon.
Huh.
And right now, the war devil is trying to find the chainsaw devil and put an end to him. And because they now, the war devil and Asa now share bodies,
yeah,
she kind of has to go along with it. And she's put herself in a situation that she might regret. So I don't really know where this is going to go. The first two chapters have been fucking sick. I really like it. But he also came out with a one-shot comic. I'll try and remember the arc or what it was called. I don't really remember it off the top of my head, but it was all an analogy about how like he made Chainsaw Man, yeah, and everybody found all these deeper meanings which he didn't put into it, and now he's like, I can never, he's like super worried that he can't make something as good as what he made the first time. It's like a really big like analogy or like a thing deep into his psyche. It's pretty cool. I liked it. I'll find it later. But the one I've been reading a lot is called Kizu Darake no Jinsei, which translates to Bare Knuckle Jinsei. This is a manga that came out in 2006 and ended in 2011. And it is about this guy.
Named Jinsei?
Yeah, Jinsei Nagai, a.k.a. Bare Knuckle Jinsei. He was a dumpster baby raised in an orphanage, and he became a part of the Yakuza. And through his, like, career as a Yakuza, he became the guy known as the bare knuckle fighter. He never used a weapon. He took over whole organizations, HQs, with just his fists. He has scars all over his body. He's like a monster in real life. And one day he was out on a Yakuza mission, basically, and he sees a girl drowning in a river. Like, she gets swept up by the riverbank, and he jumps in, saves her.
Okay.
And what happens is that it turns out that the daughter he saved is the daughter of the police chief in the city. And so through a series of events, he gets kicked out of the Yakuza.
Okay.
And then to kind of go on the straight and narrow, he becomes a servant to the police chief. Kind of like a butler, like a Yakuza butler.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So he does like yard work and stuff and blah, blah, blah. But because obviously it's a manga and he's ex-Yakuza, he gets wrapped up in all kinds of dumb shit. And because he never had a family, he was abandoned. He feels like this family who took him in is his new family.
Mm-hmm.
And he will do pretty much anything to protect the little girl Ayumi and that family in general. And any sort of dirty work that happens because of the police chief jobs, he takes care of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So he's not, the thing is like, he's not going around and killing or anything anymore. Because he's not a dude. He's not a Yakuza gang guy anymore. But it's really, the premise is really simple. And it's very mid-2000s for sure.
What do you mean?
Like, all the scenario, I don't know, there's like a style to story writing in that era of manga that was just very simple. Like okay. when you look at stuff now, it's like layered narratives. If anybody reads Jujutsu Kaisen, you know what I'm talking about, where it's like certain characters are intertwined with other characters in ways that you as the reader know, but then they don't, the characters in the thing don't know. And there's like 17 lines of relationships. I hate you because of this, but you're the enemy of my enemy, so you're my friend. Like all kinds of crazy wild shit that people try to make manga stories now. But this one is just, I used to be bad guy. Now I am good guy. I fight with good guy and I go against old bad guy. And then hopefully I punch them in the face and they go away. So it's kind of refreshing to kind of go back to that sort of story. And I don't have to keep track of like 17 different family lineages and how they hate each other over centuries of backstory.
Yeah.
Which is nice. But I would recommend it. It's just a very simple manga. And it comes off of actually another manga I tried to read years ago called Tough. I found a couple of volumes at Anime North like a decade ago. And I never found another volume after that. I think it was one of those like Tokyo Pop limited run things.
Oh, Tokyo
like,
Pop.
Remember
wow.
Tokyo Pop?
Yeah, I was going to say, wow.
Yeah. So if you didn't find it then, you're not going to find it ever. So apparently that's where that character came from. He got his own little spinoff. But I really enjoy it. I don't think there's any legal way to read it in English. I don't think anybody here owns the rights to that.
Yeah.
So you can read it where you can read it.
What?
You know?
Okay.
You can read it where you can read it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So the special one-shot by the Chainsaw Man author is called Just Listen to the Song. And so in the story, this kid makes a love song, posts it on YouTube, and gives it to his crush. His crush hates it, but it gets viral on the internet, and it gets millions and millions of hits, and all this shit starts happening in his life. It's a short one. It's a one-shot. I recommend it. So yeah, manga's been fun. A bunch of stuff is on hiatus.
I thought Hunter Hunter's back.
I think Hunter's coming back. One Piece, I think, is going to come back from hiatus soon. I think some manhwa I was following, Guard Pass, is on hiatus for 3 weeks.
Jeez.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff. You know?
I mean, it's a summer. People on vacation.
They go on vacation.
It's that time of year.
You know, just how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's been my week. The rest of my week has been spent either sleeving cards.
Fucking dork.
Yeah, because... I got the final expansion to Tanto.
Oh, I thought you got that in a couple weeks ago.
So I did. I just didn't get the sleeves for it.
Oh my God.
So then I bought. So I did the a little Excel sheet. You know, I put in all the things, added it up. It was about 1,600 cards for everything that I have in Tanto.
Yeah.
So I bought 1,600 sleeves. And I sleeved almost 1,600 cards over the week.
Well, as long as you're having fun.
Yeah. Well, so the thing was, is like the sleeves I got, they're like really nice. They're like Dragon Shield mats, but they're a little thick.
I mean, you might as well have been speaking gibberish to me.
Dude,
but okay.
Okay. All right. It's fine. All right. But they're a little thick, like because they're pretty protective. So I couldn't actually sleeve everything. There are certain cards in Tanto that don't go into your deck. So I had to leave those unsleeved. And I had to leave two sets of like the money cards unsleeved. Because or else it wouldn't fit into the box.
Oh.
Yeah. And the thing with the money cards, too, is that you're only ever going to use one set of the money cards. So I just sleeved two of them. And I was like, that's good enough. And then I managed to fit everything in. But it's a tight squeeze in that box, dude.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wait, you put everything in one box?
Yeah. So when I got the Kickstarter, I bought the collector's box with it.
Oh, because I was thinking, like, yeah, you got the game and... The expansions have their own boxes.
Oh, they do. I took them out of those.
Why didn't you put in those boxes?
Because I bought from the Kickstarter a collector's box that is a giant box that holds every expansion.
But it doesn't with all your sleeves.
But it doesn't with all the sleeves I bought. I think if I bought penny sleeves, the really thin ones, it probably would have been fine. But I bought the fancy sleeves. So
are they expensive sleeves?
I might have spent like $100 on sleeves.
Oh my God. Oh.
All right. No, I'll give you the oh baby. This has been a week of reckless spending.
Oh, what did you buy? What did you buy?
I bought all the DLC
to
Final Fantasy.
No, you didn't.
Theater Rhythm. On the 3DS.
You bought all the music?
On
the 3DS?
I bought every single song.
Wait, why?
And I bought every single DLC character.
Why?
Because the store's shutting down next year. I won't be able to get it if I don't get it now.
It's on the iPhone.
I don't have an iPhone.
Get one. iOS isn't going anywhere.
So I have it on the I have every single song on the 3DS now. It's like, it was like $100.
Oh my god.
No. So that it took me fucking 3 days to download all of this.
3 days.
Because there's like 90 something songs and there's like 6 characters, but you have to pick the, and you have to buy each piece individually.
Oh my god.
So you have to go through the thing of going to the screen, confirming the payment, downloading it, it refreshes the store, and then you go back to the next song. And I had to do that 100 times.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and then I played some Tarkov.
All right.
So now that this week's over, I got time to play actual games.
You say that. You're going to tell me some other bullshit story next week, too. And
I carded sleeved 1,000 more cards.
Yeah, I'm like, what? What?
So, yeah, a lot of my week was busy work.
That's
busy work.
I was doing chores.
I was doing chores. I was
responsible.
I was, all right? I was protecting my investment, all right? Oh, God damn.
Okay. Couldn't you just hire, like, a slave?
I think that would have been more expensive.
Would it? Time is money, my friend. Think of all the games you could have played.
It's true. I could have been playing games this week, but...
Could have paid some kid off the street.
Hey, you want to sleeve all these cards, kid?
Give me $20.
Mommy, this kid paid me $20 to go into his house.
Exactly. Well, all right, sure. Yeah, man. Whatever.
So yeah, Bare Knuckle Jinsei. I recommend it. It's good.
Are you ever going to play this Final Fantasy game?
If I buy a PS5... Oh, not this one. You mean Theater Rhythm?
Yeah,
I've been playing it when I go on commute. I've been bringing my 3DS on the train.
What do you bring on the train? How many games do you bring on the train?
So for a couple of weeks, I did my Vita.
Oh, it's only one.
Yeah, okay. I don't got them all on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll switch them up.
Okay.
I usually got a book on me, or I got a book on me all the time. I think I'm reading a Nietzsche book right now.
Wow.
Was it The Genealogy of Morality?
Yeah.
Of morality. Is that what it's called? Yeah, On the Genealogy of Morality by Friedrich Nietzsche.
Okay.
That one's pretty interesting. I'm also still reading that video game book.
Yep.
But yeah, I don't know. I'll switch it up. Like, ironically, I have not brought my Switch at all. But
yeah,
I brought my 3DS and I brought my Vita. I didn't street pass anybody. I was so mad.
What?
You think you go to Toronto, right? Big city. You get some street passes. You're in the train station. You get something.
3DS died, dude, 10 years ago.
Zero street passes.
It died like 10 years ago.
That shit sucks.
That's why I'm like, I can't believe you spent $100 on a dead platform.
Dude, I had to first put money onto the Switch.
Exactly.
And then log in.
You literally just burnt money. You just threw it away. I didn't burn it.
What are you talking about? I'm playing all these Saiken Densetsu songs and they're fucking sick.
Dude.
All right. I got some Bravely Default songs in there. That's pretty cool.
Honestly, as a gamer, you really should just have an iOS device. You should have an iPad at the very least.
I'll think about it. Are they going to release a new iPod Touch?
No. No.
Maybe I would have done that.
No, just get an iPad. It would have been the same price.
Yeah, but it's too big.
Who cares? It's not like it's going to be your phone.
What if I want it on the go?
Please, you bring your Switch.
Everyone knows the Switch sucks, all right? We're at the part now where the Switch is dog shit.
You bring your laptop with you.
I do. But my laptop is more easy to bring around than the Switch.
That's what I'm saying. An iPad is smaller.
I guess that's true.
And it could do basically everything you need on the go.
Do I really want to buy that just for gaming? It feels like a waste.
I bet you'll be surprised at how useful an iPad is. If you're not playing like Steam games.
Yeah. She's saying I should buy a Steam Deck.
I mean, that's an option.
Interesting.
But I'm saying buy an iPad.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know. This
what?
I don't draw. I don't need the iPen.
No one draws on their iPad.
But the S Pen, though.
Oh, God. This
I could use one of those. That's again. For sure.
Get out of here. Get out of here with this bullshit.
But yeah, I'm done.
All right. That's cool, my week. Thanks. That's it from us. Next week, we'll be back. I think it'll still be July.
Will it?
Yeah.
It will. That's true. It will.
If you are enduring the heat wave.
Bring an umbrella, dude. Just hold it over your head. Block the sun out.
Exactly. Stay inside.
Wear some sunscreen.
Stay in the shade.
Eat your multivitamin.
Don't look at the sun directly.
Without telescope. Sunglasses. Without sunglasses.
Yeah, something like that. And all right. See you next week.
Bye.
If you're alive.